Good morning. This is your personal newscast for Saturday, August 22, 2026. Here are the top headlines from Just the News, Cord Cutters News, Newsmax, Fox News, and One America News. Top stories. Trump administration imposes 50% tariffs on Canadian goods. After last-minute trade talks collapsed, the Trump administration has imposed 50% tariffs on approximately $1 billion worth of Canadian products, including wine, hockey sticks, and cement. Canada immediately retaliated, with Prime Minister Mark Carney suspending further trade negotiations and ordering counter-tariffs. The move escalates tensions between the longtime allies and comes amid broader efforts to reshape North American trade relationships. Officials cited Ottawa's failure to finalize a deal as the trigger for the action. Source: Just the News/Fox News. ICE arrests more than 1,200 in southeastern states. Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers have arrested over 1,200 individuals in Georgia and Mississippi this month alone. The operations proceeded without major incident, even as agents report a 1,300% increase in vehicle attacks and death threats directed at them. Officials described the sweeps as part of ongoing enforcement priorities targeting criminal aliens and recent border crossers. The numbers highlight intensified interior enforcement under the current administration. Source: Just the News. IndyCar Freedom 250 Grand Prix rolls into Washington, D.C. As part of the ongoing America 250 celebrations, the inaugural Freedom 250 IndyCar Grand Prix takes over downtown Washington this weekend. Drivers will race a 1.7-mile street circuit past the Washington Monument, U.S. Capitol, and Smithsonian Museums. President Trump is scheduled to wave the green flag, and the Sunday race will air live on Fox. The event is expected to draw large crowds and generate significant economic activity in the Capitol. Source: Just the News/Newsmax/Fox News. Politics/National. Trump signs space memorandum to boost military and economic dominance. President Trump signed a presidential memorandum aimed at expanding space travel and strengthening military readiness beyond Earth. The directive seeks to facilitate more than 1,000 space missions and assert U.S. economic and strategic leadership in the domain. Administration officials framed the move as critical to countering rivals and ensuring American superiority in the final frontier. It builds on earlier space policy initiatives from the president's previous term. Source: Just the News. Major fentanyl seizures and declining deaths. The FBI announced it has removed more than 200,000 fentanyl pills from Utah streets in just two recent busts, resulting in federal indictments of two Mexican nationals. Separately, data shows fentanyl-related deaths have dropped by more than 10,000 under the current administration's aggressive crackdown. White House officials credit border enforcement, international pressure, and domestic interdiction for the turnaround after years of record overdose fatalities. Source: Just the News/Fox News. Streaming and tech. Cord-cutting updates, price hikes, settlements, and upgrades. Disney is raising the price of its legacy Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus bundle to $0.99 starting September 17. Paramount representatives are scheduled to meet with California's Attorney General on Monday to discuss a possible settlement in the ongoing antitrust challenge to the Warner Bros. Discovery merger. Fubo has upgraded Fox Sports and ESPN channels to 1080p resolution, while budget live TV services Frndly TV and Philo continue to battle for price-conscious subscribers. NFL fans face potential streaming costs approaching per team this season. Source: Cord Cutters News. Other notable. Pentagon moves against Stars and Stripes leadership. The Pentagon is seeking to remove the top editor, publisher, and a Middle East reporter at Stars and Stripes, the military newspaper it partially funds. The action is part of a broader push by Secretary of War Pete Hegseth to increase oversight of the outlet. Critics view the move as an attempt to tighten control over independent military journalism. Source: Newsmax. Economic pressure campaign against Iran continues. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is expected to detail the administration's economic D-Day strategy against Iran in a press conference early next week. Iran has responded by claiming the world accepts it has defeated the United States and by tightening domestic controls while strengthening regional trade ties. The campaign follows months of military and economic confrontation in the Middle East. Source: Newsmax/One America News. That's your personal newscast for Saturday, August 22, 2026. Stay informed, stay safe, and have a great weekend.